song. Just play me one more verse. I like it. Amen. We may have to give them a little more candy. Good job. Amen. Will you turn with me to my favorite book of the Bible? What is that? There you go. Amen. Nehemiah chapter number 6, verse number 1. I love it when the Lord allows me to preach out of Nehemiah. Amen. Nehemiah chapter, that scares me every time. I feel like I'm looking for blood. Nehemiah chapter number 6, verse number 1, reading through verse number 3. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse number 1, reading through verse number 3. Amen. I know you've heard me preach. I think I preached a Bible meeting at Brother Stevens' former church and on Nehemiah and things like this, but see something a little bit different in it tonight. The Lord's laid it on our heart. Amen. Nehemiah chapter number 6, verse number 1, reading through verse number 3. Now, the Bible said, now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem and Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall, and there was no breach left therein, though at the time I had not set up the doors upon the gates. Look at verse number 2. Then Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. Look at verse number 3. And I sent unto them messengers unto them, saying, I'm doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you? You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff. How, Lord, out of the way tonight, God, that you'll open our voice. How, Lord, we'll be able to preach one more time. How, Lord, we'll be pleasing unto you. How, God, lead God, direct us in the way. How, God, that we should go tonight, God, we ask. How, Lord, that you'll bless in a mighty way tonight. Give that that needs to be gave. How, Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. I want us to look at this verse right here. And never one more time. And the Bible said, and I sent messengers unto them, saying, I'm doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Amen. Listen, I like that tonight. Neighbor, if I had a message, but I want to preach on tonight to be on this right here. We cannot come down. Amen. We cannot come down. Even though the enemies are raging, even though the storms of life are brewing, listen, neighbor, today we got to stay out of Ono. Listen, you know what was at Ono? There was defeat there. Listen, there was enemies there. Never to try to do him harm. Listen, in Nehemiah, but what a statement he made there. We know the history of Nehemiah. Listen, they were the cupbearer of the king. He was the leader. Listen, returning to Jerusalem. I never to build the walls and rebuild them. I never not what we need to realize. As every one of us here tonight, whether we've been saved 5 minutes or 50 years, we all have a task. Listen, neighbor, tonight. God has called each one of us, neighbor, to do a task for the honor and glory of God. Listen, God don't call nobody to be a nobody. He calls everybody to be a somebody. Amen. Listen, God don't make junk. And God don't make mistakes. Listen, every tonight. Listen, and I like that tonight. Listen, we all have a task for working. Listen, and what is that, preacher? That's for building up the kingdom of God. Listen, we're to be a witness to a lost and dying world. Every tonight. Have you ever experienced some frustration, neighbor, tonight of putting a puzzle together? this and only get the very last part of it and realize there's one piece of that puzzle that is missing. Amen. Listen, and that one little old piece, you might as well throw the whole puzzle away. Listen, see my friend, Nehemiah didn't think he was a lot, but he was a piece of the puzzle. Never sometimes, listen, we got to realize that each one of us are a piece of the puzzle in God's kingdom. Listen, we've all got a work to do. I like that song that says, I'll work, I'll pray, I'll labor every day in the vineyard of the Lord. Listen, I like what Nehemiah said. Listen, Sanballat and Geshem and all the enemies, here they come. Listen, they done heard that Nehemiah built the wall. Listen, they done seen it, the evidence of it. Listen, they began to come down. Listen, and he told them, he said, why should I come down to you? For God is doing a great work within me. I'm telling you, God is doing a great work in your life, in my life. Neighbor, that we cannot come down. Neighbor, tonight, listen, we're all part of the peace of that tonight. I like what the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 5. Notice what the scripture says here. Listen, neighbor, tonight. Listen, talking about we cannot come down no matter what the obstacle Amen. Is. No matter what we face, no matter what we may go through. Listen, this is why tonight. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 5 simply says this. Listen, Nehemiah said, we cannot come down. Listen, Amen. We cannot come down. Preacher, I feel like I'm ineffective. You gotta listen, stay in your place. Neighbor, tonight you cannot come down. There's no time to quit. There's no time to retreat. Listen, I like what the writer said. He said, for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. Listen, we gotta listen, stay there tonight. Listen, notice what he says here in 1 Peter 2 and 5. He said, you are all so as lively stones. Listen, amen, that's what we are tonight. We're a lively stone. Amen, God don't like nothing dead. Listen, he calls us to be alive and be alive in Christ Jesus. He said, but we're lively stones. Are built up on a spiritual house and a holy priesthood. Listen, to do what, preacher? Listen, he said, to offer up a spiritual sacrifice. I listen to honor and glorify him, to magnify him. I listen, acceptable unto God by Jesus Christ tonight. I listen, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto him. Out of where I am, you can be also tonight. I listen, we cannot come down tonight. No matter what the enemy may do, no matter the struggles we face, we cannot come down. Nehemiah said, I can't do it. Amen. I just cannot come down tonight. Listen, number one, three things tonight about this. Listen, about we cannot come down off the wall. Listen, I know you've heard me preach and stay on the wall before. Listen, but I've thought about this. There's some reasons we can't come off. There's some reasons we can't come on. Come down tonight. Listen, first of all, tonight, we must remain focused. Amen. Listen, listen, we must remain focused. And now I'm very easy to lose my focus tonight. Listen, it don't take a whole lot to get my attention. Listen, but when it comes to serving God, we must remain focused on what our priorities is and what our objective is tonight. Listen, That's why we cannot come down. And the way we do that is remain focused on the task. We cannot come down. I listen. I are the task. I listen. Amen. What is that task tonight? The Bible said we're to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. I listen. I believe we're to shout it. I believe we're to tell the world about it. I listen. Amen. We've got to stay focused. Amen. And we got to always remember the main thing's the main thing. I listen. And what's most important. I listen, neighbor, tonight. And that's staying focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can't veer to the left. And we can't veer to the right. I listen. Amen. I was watching them Olympics today. I listened for a little while. And I remember I was watching them. They were skating around this big old ring. And I listened. I thought this guy was way out in front. I said, boy, he's done got it wrapped up. I listened. I didn't realize they had to go a bunch of laps. I listened. And they were just going and going. And that guy was probably from here to the highway behind him. I listened. I'm about that last lap. I hear that guy come. I listened. And he overtook him. I listened. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, sometimes you feel behind. Sometimes you feel like you're lost. Sometimes you feel discouraged. Sometimes you feel defeated. Sometimes you struggle. But thank God, when the last lap is run, I'm glad tonight I'm a winner in the Lord Jesus. Thank God. Don't give up on me yet. I ain't home yet. Thank God. I may look like I'm about ready to put out the pasture. But thank God I'm still climbing. Thank God. Amen. Stand focused. Amen. That guy stayed focused and he overcome him in the last lap. I thank God. I'm telling you tonight. Listen, Brother Stephen, we may be in the last lap of our journey. Thank God. And that's exactly why we can't come off the wall. That's what me and I said on that day. That's why we can't come down. We gotta stay focused. Thank God. Amen. Like that song said, I'll get my reward in the morning. Thank God this world may not get any better. Thank God the struggles of life may not get any better. And the devil's looking at me. And the devil's looking at you. He said, just come on down here to the valley of Ono. Just come on down here. Hey, listen. Hey, listen. Let's talk about this thing. But Nehemiah said, hey, man, why should I leave a great work? Hey, man, I'd have come down there. I thank God. And that's what the Lord, Brother Mike, is telling you and I tonight. He's telling us how to stay focused. I thank God. Hey, listen. It's not how you started. It's how you finished. Thank God. Makes the difference. Amen. 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 And Nehemiah said, I ain't coming down. Amen. Amen.
Boy, that's a good
preacher. Woo! That'll make a Baptist shout. He said, we're to remain focused. We're to remain focused. Thank God tonight. Amen. Let's proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen. Remain focused on that. Lifting up his name. Thank God above every name. Amen. Not only that, but we remain focused. Have for a closer walk with him. I don't know about you. But it's not my brother nor my sister. But it's me, oh Lord. I've been desires. A closer relationship. Have with the Lord Jesus Christ. Nehemiah said, I'm going to stay focused.
Amen.
The Bible said they built the wall back. They were all in one mind and one accord. Amen. They had a mind to work. They stayed focused on the, not at what they was doing right at that moment, but they were staying focused on the conclusion of it. It's the conclusion of it that keeps me going. It's the conclusion of it. Thank God. Right now, Brother Herman, the Bible said we see through glass darkly.
Yeah.
All we see is the world and the shape it's in.
Yeah.
We get disgusted. We get discouraged.
Yeah.
We feel defeated. But listen, we got to stay focused on the conclusion of it.
Amen.
Do you realize?
That's right.
Do you realize tonight that's why we can't come down? We just can't come down. Do you realize tonight in the next 5 minutes that trumpet could sound?
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
And we would lose gravitation.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Right.
Amen. That's all they told me. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. What's an edict? He said, hey, you're closer here than you are there. Just come on home. Hey, listen, one of these. Hey, look at old Jeff. He may leave his place. Thank God. I'm telling you, we got to stay focused on the outcome.
Amen.
We got to stay focused on the conclusion.
Yes. Amen.
The conclusion. Amen.
Amen.
I hate a movie. I hate to sit and watch a movie and it get to really right there at the good part. And it says this, to be continued.
Yeah.
Can't stand that. To be continued. I like to see the conclusion of it. Thank God. I like to watch Walker, Texas Ranger, Walker Ranger. Y'all like to watch that. I'll whoop him. I hope he don't catch wind of that. But you know, you watch that. I was watching it last night, you know, and Brother Greg, man, I said, come on, man. Hey, man, you know how the outcome was going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Sister Patty, the last minute, here comes them Rangers. They're going to kick that door in. Then they're going to kick his face in. Hey, man, then it's over. Hey, man, in other words, you know what the conclusion's going to be.
Amen.
Listen, you may see me down. You may see me discouraged. But I'm telling you one thing. I'm staying
Amen.
Up here. Why? Because I've already seen what the conclusion
Amen.
Is going to be like. Thank God. John seen it when he was standing out of the Isle of Patmos.
Right.
Over there in the book of in Revelation. He said, man, I see a city. Thank God.
Right.
Listen, hey, he said, I see a bride that's adorned for her husband. Thank God. There's a land where the river and flows like milk and honey. Thank God. I'm heaven bound with my hammer down. Thank God. I'm telling it. We cannot come down tonight. Cannot come down. Nehemiah said, you cannot come down. Nehemiah said, you cannot come down. Brother Ronnie, we cannot come down. Trish, no matter what we're facing, we cannot come down. Just stay focused on the conclusion. This thing's going to wind up. And listen, I've got news for you. I read the back of the book. I know who wins. Thank God, I'm a winner in the Lord Jesus Christ. Got to stay focused.
Well,
Nehemiah said here, Nehemiah said, I got to stay focused. I got to keep my focus on the main thing being the main thing.
Amen.
Then number two.
God bless you.
Number two tonight. Man, well, that's a big number one with it.
Good.
Number two tonight, we must ignore the distractions.
Amen.
Amen. We must ignore, Brother Stephen, the distractions. There's always going to be naysayers. There's always going to be those that try to hinder Brother Cecil in every way they can.
That's
why Gisham and them other guys' names.
God bless him.
That's what exactly they were. They were distractors. Brother Mark, they wanted Nehemiah to come off that wall. But Nehemiah knew that if I come off that wall, they're wanting to do me bodily harm. They're wanting to kill me. And he knew that. So every day of our life, in our Christian walk, Brother Timmy, we have distractions.
Amen.
We have distractions, and we got to learn to ignore those distractions.
Amen.
It's important to remember that even when we forget God, he never forgets us. Even when we can't even call his name, he knows where you're at. Thank God. Ain't you glad tonight? He said, I've never lost a one. He said, I've never lost a one. Ain't that amazing tonight? Listen, he said, my sheep, talking about you and I, he said, my sheep knows my voice. Thank God. There's just something about the name of Jesus Christ. There's just something about hearing the precious word of God. Listen, that's why we cannot, no matter what distractions we may be facing, no matter what may be coming our way, we cannot come down.
Amen.
We cannot come down. Put that up again for me, Brother Tommy, Nehemiah 6 and 1 through 3. We're going to read it again. It's important for us to remember this.
God bless
There's
you.
Always going to be distractions.
That's right. Amen.
We live in an imperfect world.
Amen.
Amen. We do.
Yes.
Paul even said it. He said, there's a messenger of Satan that buffets me every day. It's like a thorn in my flesh.
Yeah.
It's like a thorn in my flesh. We all have those thorns, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes, we do. And you know what them thorns are? They're just distractions.
Yeah.
They're like a rock in your shoe. You ever had a rock in your shoe?
Amen.
Hard to walk, ain't it? Thank God. If I told Brother Robert Brown, I said, Brother Robert, I got a marble. I'm going to want you to put this marble in that shoe of yours. And I want you to walk from here to that back door and come back. Well, he couldn't hardly do it. Why? He'd be walking all this way. Man, you know why? Because that marble is a distraction.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something, neighbor. Even when you're saved, even when you're a born-again Christian, Brother Robbie, I can't promise those distractions are not going to come. When Lot began to look out towards Sodom and Gomorrah, and he seen the bright lights of that city, and he seen the grass well watered, you know what all that was? Distractions.
Yeah.
It was distractions. And that's what they were telling Nehemiah. They said, come on down here to the oh no. Come on down here to the oh no. But listen, I like what he says. We gotta listen. I like what he said. Number one, we must remain focused. Must remain focused. Then we must ignore the distractions.
Amen.
There'll always be distractions, but we cannot come down. We cannot come down.
Amen.
Look at what he says again.
God bless you.
He said, now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem and the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I built the wall. Listen, your enemies hate to hear you're doing something for the Lord.
Amen.
Your enemies hate to hear you're being successful. They don't like it. And those enemies will become distractions. And listen, look what he said. They heard that I had built the wall and that there was no breach. No breach. See, that's the thing we got to do when we work together. You close all the breaches. Distractions are going to come, but there's no way for him to get in.
Amen.
He said there was no breach left therein,
none.
Though at the time I had not set up the doors upon the gates. Then Sanballat and Geshem sent to me saying, come and let us meet together.
Amen.
Come and let us meet together.
Yeah.
Here comes that distraction.
Amen.
Come and let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Oh No. Always remember, stay out of Oh No.
Amen.
Amen. The village is in the plain of Oh No, but they thought to do mischief. They thought to do me mischief. Look at verse number 3. And I sent messenger back to them saying, hey, I'm doing a pretty good work up here. I'm working for God. I'm working on the building.
Amen.
I'm not talking about the natural building. I'm talking about we need to work for the building of the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm doing a great work, and I cannot come down. And why should the work cease? Why should I stop working and just leave it? and come down to you. He said, I cannot come down.
That's right.
We're doing a great work, and I cannot come down. So in other words, tonight, we cannot come down even in the midst of distractions.
Yes.
Number one, we must remain
God
focused.
Bless.
Number two, we must ignore the distractions.
Yes. Yeah.
Must ignore the distractions. Then number three,
God bless your heart.
We must realize the value of our work.
Right.
We must realize the value of our work. We must realize the value of your work. Nehemiah had a serious determination. He had a serious determination. I wonder tonight, just how serious are you about the work of God?
God help us, Lord.
Nehemiah was serious. Hey, man, he didn't care if the enemy spoke. Brother Jeff, he didn't mind. He didn't care. He said, I've got a work to do.
Right.
God's called me to do a work, and I'm going to do it. Listen, number one, we must remain focused. Number two, we must ignore the distractions. Number three, we must realize the value of your work. He had a serious determination for what? To see this wall completed.
Yeah.
He had a serious determination. Brother Herman, he didn't take this lightly. He didn't take this lightly. When he could have kept living with the king. He could have been, he was one of the highest points of authority with the king. Hey, the king looked to him to live or die.
Yeah, yeah.
The cupbearer was probably one of the most important jobs in the kingdom. What that was is if the king was going to drink something,
yeah,
Nehemiah had to drink it first.
Check it out.
If it killed Nehemiah, the king wouldn't drink it.
Right.
Or if he was going to eat, Nehemiah had to eat first, and then the king. So he knew.
Amen.
He knew how close them two was. He knew. And when they come and they begin to tell Nehemiah how the ruins of the city and how everything had been torn down and how everything was defeated, it broke his heart. And he said, I must go. I must go. Go back.
Amen.
To rebuild that wall.
Yes.
I must go to rebuild that wall. Because that's the plan of God for my life. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number 2.
God bless your heart. Amen.
Let's learn as much as we can about Jesus. Let's learn as much as we can about Jesus. And share what we learned with others.
Amen.
Amen. We must realize the value of our work. We've got a work to do, and it's of vital importance. Why, preacher? Because people are dying and going to hell.
Amen.
We need to reach the lost and dying world.
Yeah.
Look at what the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 2 and 2. He said, for I determined not to know anything. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ.
God, thank you, Lord, right now.
And him crucified.
Amen.
The value of the work.
Yeah.
We've got an opportunity to reach a whole county.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We've got an opportunity here at Morning View that the fields are white for harvest.
Right.
And we've got a good work. We've got a good work going on. So there's no time. No time. We cannot come down.
Amen.
Nehemiah said, I can't come down.
Amen.
I can't come down. Why? Because I got to remain focused on what I'm doing. I've got a job to do, and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability. Then we must ignore all the distractions. Just have to ignore it. Amen. That's hard to do, ain't it? It really is. It's hard to do. And then we must realize the value of the work that you do.
Amen.
Amen. It's not about me. It's all about him.
Amen.
You're a valuable, vital piece to the kingdom of God.
Yes.
I don't know about you, but we need all hands on deck.
Right.
Amen. Amen. We need to be working in the vineyard of the Lord.
Yeah,
thank God we cannot come down. Brother Robbie, you come. with the verse of a song. We don't know your hearts. We don't know your minds tonight. But we must realize the value, how valuable it is for us to work for the kingdom of God. For work for the kingdom of God. That we see our church filled. Most of all, we see the kingdom of God built and united, looking for the coming king one day after a while. While we stand together, Brother Robbie.
362.